So we're up to Hagdama Gimel now, in Sifsei Chayniyam in the Roim, and he begins by describing that Omrim Tchias Rosh Hashanah Zeh Yom Tchias Maasecha Zikaron Yom Rishon. We already had mentioned this in the Gemara. We're learning now that this is the beginning, the creation of the world. Rosh Hashanah was created. The world is created in Rosh Hashanah. Shebeyom Hazeh Nivra Adam Harishon Shu Ikar Ha'olam. So even though Chafei Elul was where the first day, when the first day was created, Adam Rishon was created on the sixth day, which turned out to be Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Ikar purpose of the world. Every single year when we get to the birthday of the creation of man, Chozer V'nishna Mechadash Kol Inin Brias Olam Bechlal U'Brias Adam Befrat. The world is being recreated, the world in its entirety, and man individually. V'nei Gavei Brias Adam Amru Chachamein Uzal She'Adam Arishon Nivra B'Yachad Im Chava Mechubra Mezelezeh. So this is a very deep idea here, that Chazal teaches us, it's the Gemara and Ksubis and the Midrashim, that Adam and Chava were created attached to each other. Ki ish echad im beis panim v'gav echad, one body and two faces. V'char kach hipil Hashem tardema, Kadosh Baruch Hu then had put them into a deep slumber. Al ha'adam v'chatach es gab, and then he sliced them in the back, and now they became two individuals. V'nase beis anashim nifradim v'adam v'chava. So initially they were created as one, unit, mechubarim together, with two heads, and then they became two individual bodies. So the idea is, ha'inyan hu hayos shekol panim mashpia chasadam. Whenever you're face to face to someone, you're giving, and there's a giver and a receiver. So that's to be mashpia to one another. The usher hands to the that's face to face, and then chalachor goremes din when you're back to back. When you turn your face around, so that's causing of din. There's now acknowledgement of each other. There's a dislike for each other that was represented by the kruvim in the kodesh kodashim when they faced each other. They indicated that there's ava, there's chesed, and when they were acharayim, they're backwards, didn't face each other. That indicated a certain sense of din. And there's interesting divrei chaim. It sounds a quote here in the footnote that when a person does a mitzvah shelo b'kavana, does a mitzvah because by rote. He puts on tefillin, and puts on tzitzis, and he reads through tefillah. So you're still davik to Hashem, you're still doing the mitzvahs like you're supposed to be doing. But he said that's a type of dveikus b'Hashem that's called acharayim. It's back-to-back. Other mechaber were attached to each other, we'll see, but the back-to-back, you're connected to Hashem. When a person does a mitzvah with kavana, so that's panim apanim, that's face-to-face. So that's the imagery one should have in mind when doing a mitzvah b'kavana, a mitzvah shelo b'kavana. So man was created with chava attached back to back. Umibisari echzeloka, that they were attached from my flesh. Kishe echad oibes chaveru, when one person loves the other. Medabi imo be'ava, you speak with great love and endearment. Panim al panim. Lo kein kashir misrages a love. When a person, when you're in a fight, when you're angry, ain't a rotza listaka b'fanav, you don't want to look in the person's face. You can't look the person in the face when you get into a fight. You're embarrassed or you're upset at them. You turn your face around. If you know how to pass something, you kind of pass over your shoulder without looking them into the eyes. So the back represents the Indian of Midas Adin. So the outside forces cannot really nourish. From the inside, when there's a great love, attachment from husband to wife, friend to friend, when they're facing each other, so the outside forces can't have any involvement. Only when they're back to back, when the love isn't true, the strength isn't there, so then it leaves, unfortunately, an opportunity for outside forces to come in. Kimosha ganav misyari lavol neged pnei adam. A ganav is not going to come into your house face to face. Lo yignov mimenu rak me'achorav. He's going to come from the back window when you're sleeping. So that's the same thing. When there's a love, when the people are facing each other, they're not going to attack you face to face. V'yadua. Ki b'tzel malakim bara es adam. Man was created with the image of God. Vim haya Hashem yizbarach bara es adam v'chava shnei anashim nifradim. Had we been created as two individuals initially, Adam and Chava, hayu achitzonim mis'achzin b'achareyim v'yu yonkim hashefa me'akadusha. If our backs were exposed, that means it would have been vulnerable to somehow the outside forces being able to take some kedusha from us. They can't come in the front. A ganav can't take from me. But by my back is exposed. They could take from my back. So we are created in such a way where the backs were concealed. So he says, Kevin Shebeshas Abriya Hayisa Hishtalsus Midas Adin. We know the world was created with Elohim. Breshish Balkim, that was very present in the world at the time, and therefore very vulnerable. Lachain Barim Bukofecha, we were created as one body. But often in such a way, Shashne Hacharaim Dvukin Zebazelagami, where backs were sealed, glued, so nobody could access them. Shlo Yuchlu Hachitzonim Limtso Es Hacharaim Kipesach Likanes Lionik. In this way, no one could really access any of the kedusha. The kasher, hischil adam harishon lasos mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, or lispalel tefilas nidavins, nisorer midas harachmim ba'olam. It's able to create, engender rachmim in the world. V'nechlash koach haklipos ad she'ein mefachten od mehem she'is achzu afilu mecharaim. When a person begins to daven. So there are two ways to protect yourself from the chitzonim. It's either to cover your back somehow, or by davening and learning and mitzvahs. So when there are no mitzvahs and no learning in the world, there's the only way to protect was to conceal the back. But when the Torah, the tefillah and mitzvahs are at its greatest, then the klipos, they all fall away. Az hipil Hashem tardei ma'al ha'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam and Chav into a slumber. The hifrid ha'chasadim me'agruah, he was able to separate the chesed agruah. And chola chasadim niskaps ba'adam arishon ha'omid b'yamin. So now initially, Adam and Chava were mixed together with chesed and gevura. So then he separated the two. So Adam became full of chesed. That's the right side. And choladinim nitnu b'chava sh'amda b'smola. And Chava, who represents the left side, the women are the left, the gevura, she took all the din. V'charkach, after separating these elements, chotach me'adam as called sada smol, he cut off the left side of Adam. Vaz hichzir eshneim panim al panim, they're able to now face each other. The tzarach hayichud v'tikin olam lahayir pnei tevel b'ashpelos tovos. So after separating the chesed and the gevura, the ultimate simcha is when chesed and gevura come together. So initially they're back to back, this way no access to the outside could take it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now took chesed to gevura and now face each other, panim al panim, in order to bring them together in such a way which also will protect. Even though their backs are now exposed, but if the ava, the yichud is so great, it's going to avoid the klipos from having any access. There's a beautiful gra, it's comments on the Gemara in Shabbos, and Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos talks about how one time Abai and Rava, I was afraid who was doing which one, but one of them was very, very, very happy. He was a lashon of sus. So Abai says to Rava, Rava says to Abai, are you so happy? The Pasuk says, Gila Berada, you have to have Gila, Gila is Simcha, Berada means fear, you have to have it balanced, you can't be overly joy. So he says, I can't help myself, I'm wearing tefillin. And tefillin puts me in such a place that I can't control my happiness. So the Gra comments, what's so happy, what's so Simchadik about tefillin? So he says, the Indian of Sason, so it says on the top of the tefillin Sharosh, there's two shins, the shin on the right side and the shin on the left side. And one of them has four branches, one has three branches. So he explains that the Gimel and Dalet, the three branches and the four branches, one represents the Gimel and Dalet, which means Gomel Dalet, to give to the poor, give to the needy. When you have the Mashpi and the Makabel come together, they unite, the Chesed and the Gvura, so then you have a full Sasam Asimcha. You also have, he says, the Shlosh Avos and the Arba Imahos, three and four. It's another representation of Chasen and Kala. So that's why he says the right hand, the left hand, when you come together, it's clapping. Sason is clapping, is represented when two opposites come together and they unite. That's Sason v'simcha. So Tefillin Sharosh is a shin and shin, is a sas, it's an inin of simcha, Sason. That's what you have by chasna and kala come together, Sason v'simcha. You have at a bris mila, which is a child born, which is a manifestation of a chasna and kala, of course. That's called Sason. The Pasuk says, Sason zu mila. Sason is a bris mila. When you have two opposites come together, you have a child. And tefillin, I would imagine when a child becomes a bar mitzvah boy, now he could take on mitzvahs and continue on to that idea. So that's why tefillin is also sason. It's again a growth, a development of this ultimate simcha and sason of two opposites coming together. So again, one way to shield from the outside world is to have the backs concealed. That's how we were created, when it's a place of din. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm able to do this, you're able to do this, by having chesed and gvura. When you come together with such love, you're able to, through your ava, to prevent and avoid any of the chitzonim having access to this world of kedusha. You know, just on this point here, about a gomel dalem, a gomel, a person who's a bal chesed, he gives, a gomel chasadim, the ashir who gives to the ani, we know ultimately we're trying to accomplish in this world by putting chesed and gvura together. He's really trying to put Hashem's name together. It's all about Shemas Hashem. That's like the deepest meaning. We don't act that way because it's much more deeper than we can understand. But just there's an interesting idea that every mitzvah, you know, every time there's a mitzvah, it's a way to connect Hashem. It's Dveikus B'Hashem. So we're always trying to find how the Yud Kei Vav Kei is present in a mitzvah. What does that mean? So when it comes to any mitzvah, you can find this. You know, like for example, Tefillin has Shin Dalet Yud. So the Shemas Hashem that we're wearing on our body with the Tefillin. But he also, there's an interesting idea, this is what I'm speaking about, Gomel Dalem, Yudke Vavke, Havaya is like the greatest shame. So Yudke Vavke, when you have a pruta, a coin, that's a yud. Now, if I'm the ashir, the pruta is in my hand, that's a hay. So the yud in the hay, I extend my hand out to the ani, that's a vav, my arm's a vav now, I drop it in the ani's hand, that's another hay, that's another five. So the yud is the pruta, the hay is my hand, the vav is the extension, and the ani's hand is a hay, that's a yudke vavke. And in every single mitzvah, there's some remez to Yud Kei Vav Kei or some Shem Hashem, because that's really ultimately what we're trying to put together to create the Simcha and the Sasam. So, so further now, we're up to further in the text here. Kamo Shehaya Bebidin Ha'adam B'Pala. This is true when man was created. Sheh Mikudam Nechtach V'Nifrad Kol Chelak Hasmol V'Charkach Hichsiru Panim Zel Zeb Ahava. So initially they had separated the small, the left side, and then afterwards they went face to face, Adam and Chava. Keinu gam bavodas Adam. Just as man and woman were created in such a way, that's our avoda, our personal avoda, to always do the same thing. To first separate the left, the gvura, and then try to put everything together. What does that mean? Shebetchila nitzrecha avoda shel sur mirah. The first way to approach is sur mirah. Lakor l'sharesh lachtoch. To uproot, to remove, to sur mirah all the left, the din, then you could start doing the positive. Then you could start approaching a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Asay Tov. Now, I apologize, I can't remember when I said what to which shir at all. But I don't know if I discussed the Indian of Tishrei and Yira and Pesach and Ava with you guys, or maybe the Sifsei Chayin Monday night. Maybe we did it Monday night, it could be. So, backwards spelling? Backwards, that's different. That also connects to this. But it's true. We could talk about that as well. Tishrei is backwards spelling, Tafshin Reish, which represents Din. That's Yimei Din. And Pesach is Chodesh Ha'aviv. Nisan, it's Al Beis, it's forward looking. It's more positive. So, the idea is that we know the Gemara Numa says that when you do Chu Meira, it turns Zedonos into Shkagos. It just knocks it down to wrong. It's still an Avera, but it's a Shogeg Avera, not as bad. And Shuv Me'ava is where you take the Zedonos and Nasash Kizuchuyos. They turn into Zuchuyos. They become something positive. So Svarim point out that when it comes to Tishrei and Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, so one of the things we do is Tashach. We take the bread and we throw the bread out. The bread is Chametz. Chametz is Averos. And therefore we throw it out. We don't want it, because even if it's a Zedonos knocks down to Shkagos, we don't even want Shkagos. We get rid of it. But when you do Tshuva Me'ava, which Nisan is about Ava, it's Chodesh Aviv, it's coming together, so then the Zedonos become Kizuchuyos, and we actually want to embrace the Chametz. So how do you embrace Chametz? When you burn Chametz, it doesn't go down, it actually goes up. It gets elevated. It goes up to Shemayim, whereby you are utilizing it somehow and bring it up. It's an elevation that is not just like lowering it down to knocking down a rung. We still don't want Shkagos, but Mamish Zuchuyos, it goes up to Shemayim and burnt up, and it's something that we are willing to embrace. You have a similar thing as well when it comes to Mayim. That Mayim on Sukkot, we take water and we pour it down. Down's always getting rid of something. When it comes to Sukkot, rather Pesach, there's an Indian of Mayim Shalanu. Mayim Shalanu is the water that's drawn and left out overnight. This is a very big zach in the world of the Hasidim. The rabbis go. Every year there's a picture of Rav Chaim Kanievsky when he goes. It's a big Indian to draw the water, to pick up the water. And there's also an Indian of Shafta Mayim by Nisach Mayim, but Nisach Mayim is viewed as pouring down. You're pouring down to the Mizbeach. But the Mayim Shelanu that you draw for Pesach and you ultimately eat and consume, that's taking. Mayim also represents Taiv. It represents a world of Averos. But it's the ability to take the water, to take the Chametz, and to utilize it. So first, Sumira is Tishrei, you're getting rid of the evil, getting rid of the din. But then comes Pesach Tanisa, and we ask a Tov. We actually use it and utilize it for us. There's the Baal Shem Tov explains in the Mishnah in Avos, Ezu Gibor, who's the strong person? HaKovesh is Yitzhar, you're able to overcome your Yitzhar. So you and I would mean that you do the right thing. You don't speak Lashon Hara, whatever the taiva is. But the Baal Shem Tov says, no, HaKovesh is Yitzhar means Kovesh Lashon Kfushim, pickled. What do you do with the pickle? You take a cucumber, you put it in a vinegar, you put some pepper and garlic and salt, whatever else. You pickle it. Now you flavor it. You're using the same exact cucumber. You're just utilizing it for something good. So Kovesh Yitzro means your Yitzhahara you have, your passion you have, it's just misguided. And to just get rid of your passion, it's going to be just a dead person. Take your passion, your love, use it for winning. Use it for learning Torah. Correct it by giving the right spices, the right... And you pickle it, and you. So Shumei Ra is first using it. Take it, and to take the kizuchuyos. So it says further now, the zemerumas bepasuk. It says in Shashirim, smolo tachas l'roshi. My left hand's below my head. Mikodem first is ovdenes Hashem bebechinas smol. You need to work with the left hand. Loser Meira b'tshuva meira hanikar rosh k'moshe kasa reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The first approach is having fear of Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Reishis. That's the first thing. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Fear Hashem, stop doing the wrong thing. That's called Nikra Bichinas Acharayim. That's backwards. It's not the best way to perform the tshuva, but it's the first way one must perform tshuva. Aideze Meir Hashem Adnus. Adnus represents Gvura. Those who learn the Svarim, there's Bina and Gvura and Malchus. Malchus is Adnus. Those three are actually the line of Gvura. Harom is Hashem is Baruch Hu Adonu Melech HaKolom Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe, Umimenu Yiru Kol Yoshvei Tevel. When you see an Adon, you get scared. Adon represents a master who we're scared of. So that's the left hand, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Now, I told you before that there's an inyan of Shemos Hashem in every mitzvah, in everything that we do. So the beautiful Ha'ara, the footnote in Yud Dalet, he quotes from the Avodas Yisrael, that Me'esiri Siri Be'av, from the 10th of Av, which is a week from today, next Friday, Ad Chav Tes Be'el, that's 50 days. That's Nun, Keneged Os Nun. 50 days from now till then. And then, Achar Kach Aseres Me'etshuva, we have Os Yud, that's 10 days of Aseres Me'etshuva. That's a Nun and a Yud. Afterwards, we have Arba Yom, 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that's the Dalad. And then you have the first day of Sukkot, Leil Yom Rishon, which is an Aleph. So these days, from now until Sukkot, we have Aleph, we have a Nun, a Yud, a Dal, and Aleph. That's going to take us to the first day of Sukkot. So we're in that time right now of the Shem Hashem of Adnus, of the time of Yira, the Adon, Melech Malchei Amloch. So that's all the small. But the right side, Acharkach, after we've dealt with the left side, we deal with the right side now, Acharkach, V'yimino Tach Bekeni, that with the right hand we show love. That's Sukkot. Sukkot is always showing the love. That's what the Arizal says. She'ov dinis Hashem bebechinas yamin v'avodas asei tov ba'av of a simcha. Hugs and kisses. Hanikra panim alpanim, that's face to face. Kibiyachol. Ayidei zeh meir Hashem havaya baruchu. Now that's going to brighten havaya, which is romeis al kol ha'olamos halyonim. Havaya is at all the worlds. It's really the essence of the spheros. U'mishum she'komas adam hu eser spheros, because the structure of man is 10 spheros. Lachen, kishechato adam arishon hutrach aseres yamim letikun hakoma shemitatzmo. The 10 days of aseres mitshuva are needed to fix the 10 levels of 10 spheros of man. Shebechol yom yasir v'yachto chelik echad me'adinim hara. Each day of aseres mitshuva, we need to kind of chop off, remove the evil of each element. Hainu, you need to wage war up against the evil of each of these different levels of spheros. Don't go after your animalistic taivas. You have to do one by one from head to toe to remove all evil. chadasha shel od aseres yamim b'ki mitzvos ma'isios livnos es aseres chelkei atov. After removing all the evil, then a person needs to go into the mode of performing mitzvahs in the aseh. V'chevin shebechol shana v'chozev v'nisha b'riyas adam. Each year we're recreated. V'chol echa nasa b'riyah chadasha. We're a brand new creature. Tarach chol echa la'asok b'chol yom v'yom me'elu aseres yamim b'tshuva v'tikun hamidos. We have to fix one of the different midos each day. Ubimiyuchad ba'osa sfira hayishayeches la'osa yom. Each day of Aseres Metshuva has a particular sphere that corresponds to it, and you have to focus on that particular sphere. Heichel miyom Rosh Hashanah, beginning from Rosh Hashanah, shemaschil lintzeres kochas adin, we start chopping off the mitzad small, or the left side stuff. Misfiras keser lehafcham lemidas rachman, to transform everything into midah rachman ad yom hakipurim. Shaz nigmar nesiros abital kochos hadin legamri, until we've removed all the challenges, the difficulties. V'az kalu hafech lavan taharhu, until we're completely white, clean, and pure. V'agam dechol hashal shel eilo yamim yuchadim letikun letshuva abital kochas rabba din. Granted, every single day, every hour of the aseres metshuva are opportune times to remove the evil and remove all the kochas raos. Im koze gila lanu arizal shizman hanisir lamalahu beis amiras zachreinu l'chaim. The special time we actually have to focus, every moment of Aseres Metshuva, we should focus on this. There's a particular phrase that we say every single day of Aseres Metshuva a few times, zachreinu l'chaim, remember us for life. That is a key moment, says Arizal, to focus on removing the ra. Why? D'mishum shekol zman shekoach hara nimsa ba'olam, hari behechrech yoshein b'chinas ha-kedusha. There's a sleep, that somehow the kedusha is sleeping. V'sheina hi echad mi shishim b'misa. We know sleep is 1/60th of death. By the way, this is not for now, but Purim we know is like Yom Kippur, and there's a beginning of Purim of sleeping, of the sleep that yeshna min ha-mitzvos, the pasuk says, in the Megillah, and the Gemara Megillah says, we were sheina, we were sleeping, we weren't performing any mitzvahs. And it's about waking up to do mitzvahs. That's really what brought about the geula in the times of Purim. So that's why there's an Indian, the Rambam says, Rama brings a halacha in terms of what a person should do in terms of drinking. It's a very strange thing. You should take a drink and take a nap. Where do you find that in halacha anywhere? It's such a strange way to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you understand the background of that Purim is all about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, sleeping. Nadad Hashnas HaMelech, right? It says by Achashverosh, which shows that whenever it says HaMelech, it's a reference to Gra, that the slumber, he was starting to wake up from his deep sleep. So Purim and Yom Kippur are all about sleeping. We have to stay awake. That's a Yom Kippur. There's an Indian, the Mishnah says, that the Kohen Gadol has to stay up all night. He's not allowed to sleep. And they would teach him. He would learn. He had to like snap the fingers, a bang, so he wouldn't fall asleep. All night, you need to stay up. So this is the Indian that we've been sleeping all year round, and now it's time to wake up. And Lachain, Anu Mevakshin, therefore we're asking Mispalim, Shetia Nisira, Sheyigrom Zechira Lachaim, V'lo L'misa. This separation. But whenever there's a surgery, you know, it's dangerous. A person goes under the, under the knife. He's put out. It's dangerous. There's always a sakana involved. That's why if there's a surgery during the 9 days, we say avoid it unless it's a necessary surgery. It's urgent. If it's a surgery that could wait, wait, because it's a dangerous time. Every time a person goes into surgery, it's dangerous. So this nasira, this separation was a surgery. So we don't know what the outcome is going to be. And since we're reliving this Nasir each year, we have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachayin L'chaim, please let us have an outcome that's going to bring us life. V'lachayin yesh b'char Zachayin L'chaim yud tevos. There are 10 words in the statement of Zachayin L'chaim v'chu. There are 10 words. Neged ha'asar yamim. V'yesh l'chavin b'chol yom mi'yimei ha'tshuva b'shas t'vila kish'omim Zachayin L'chaim teva achas. So each day, the first day, you should have in mind, Zachayinu should be the focus. The next day should be l'chaim, and so on. Each of the days has a different focus, which are neged the gvuros v'adinim shebemida shel hasfira haninaseres b'yomahu. These are deep kavanah, deeper kavanahs than this, but just having a little focus on this kavanah, Rosh Hashanah, think of zechreinu, and the next day Yom Tov Sheni, you should think of l'chaim. So it goes on. We can go a little bit further just to finish this. We can finish this. So Yom Rishon, he goes to the Seder HaYamim. Yom Rishon is, Rosh Hashanah is connected to Sfiras Keser. Keser Malchus, that's why HaMelech and Rosh Hashanah is about crowning Hashem King. You're putting a Keser on the King. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Lechol HaSfiros, it's the first one. V'shama Dain Lo Nimsa Shum Kochos HaRa. There's nothing, there's no Kochos of the Ra. V'tzrichen Rak Lo Orer Es HaAdam. In the world of Keser, the Kol Chazarah cannot access the world of Keser. It's too high up. All we have to do is just wake up. Just wake up. So he says, we're holding now on page Mem Vav, David. So he says, all you have to do is just wake up Hashem. He's falling asleep. Not really falling asleep, obviously. We need to just wake him up, kiviyachol. That's why we say that. That they should hear, and they should come kesem lucha. V'yitain lecha kesem lucha. Shaydei kabal sa'ol machus shemayim yusukan kesem lucha. By being mekabal Hashem as the king, that's a way of crowning Hashem king. Lachain yom hazer hu ha-keser v'arosh lecha Hashem. This is the crown of the year. So keser is day one. And therefore, tzivanu Hashem yisbarach l'tkoa b'shofar b'yom hazer. We blow the shofar b'chdei la'ore es ha-mochen m'shenasen. To wake up the brain. We're sleeping. Wake them up. Alert them. An alarm. So right now what we're trying to do is wake everyone up. Wake Hashem up, kivyachol, wake us up. That's Keser. That's the deepest part of the mind. Yom Sheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is Sviras Hashem Shnia, Sviras HaChachma. Shebaas Chalas HaSaga. That's where we begin to understand. The world of Keser is beyond our understanding. You know, Keser for us would be similar to a fantasy. When you're fantasizing about something, so then you can't really put it into words. It's out there. Who knows? You have a dream of crazy things moving around, and you can't really put dreams into words. It's out there. But Chachma begins is where thoughts, ideas start coming in that are concrete. So that's the second day. The tzichen litkoa odapam b'shofar. You need a second blowing of the shofar. Ki b'soros hakeser al yidei hatkiyos sheyom rishon adayin lo nisar hamoch legamer. Only the world of the fantasy is awake, but you need to wake up the world of logic. You could be in a state of dozing off still. Right? You need a little, it's still like a snooze button. So you don't need a snooze. You want to be completely up. Then you're able to respond and answer questions. B'yom sheni, ain't tzrichin olat kia, there's no need for any blowing a shofar anymore. We're awake, fine, we're awake, our eyes are open, we rub their eyes out a little bit, wash our hands, and now we don't need to blow a shofar for the next 8 days. Ki kishemoach nizor legamrei, az eino yashin od. Once you wake up, you're out of bed, you're not going back to sleep. So you're out of bed now, fine. So what do you do yom shlishi? This is neged svira of bina. And he says, hagam shein tzrichin olat koa, you don't need to blow the shofar anymore, since nizor hamoach, the brain's awake, the mind's awake. Im kolzer, there's still some din that's in the world. And that's why from Sviras Bina, which is the source of din, you have to now still, you don't have the softening, you don't have the hamtaka through the shofar, but that's why we fast. Because the fasting also is a way of sweetening and softening the din. That's Yom Shlishi. Yom Revi, I'm just going through quickly because it's getting late now. The fourth day, Tishrei, is Takana Sviras Chesed, which is the Sad Smol. And he goes on to explain each one is, each day is a Gvur and Tveras and so on, Netzachod, and finally the eighth day, he says, the eighth day is connected Hod. I'm just running through quickly because Hod represents to return. And we don't have to go through all these. Now jump to B'yom Tisha, the ninth day, which is Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself, the tenth day, are the final two Sviros of Yesod HaMalchus. And the idea is, V'yadua, the Pulas HaYesod Hu Lehachin Ulashbia L'Sviras Malchus. The Yesod represents the Mashbia, the giving over to the Malchus. Upulas HaMalchus Irak LeKabel MeYesod. The Malchus just receives. Mishum DeLesle Megar Meklum. The Gemara, the Chazal tells us, the Zohar tells us, the Malchus has no individual strengths. It's like a little plate to catch things. Kemosha Amu Chazal Misha Tarach Berav Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. Those who prepare don't have to do anything on Shabbos itself, because Yom Shishi, which is the time of Achana, Yom Shvi is just all the result of all the preparation. It's the catching. It's the Malchus. Lachain gam ka'adam mikabel koach chiyusa b'yom ha-kippurim shu sviras Malchus ma'achilas yom chi shu sviras yisod. In other words, all the work we're doing on Erev Yom Kippur, all the eating we're doing, that's able to sustain us on Yom Kippur, where we don't have to do a thing. Yom Kippur, we just sit and daven. There's no need to do anything, no need to feed, no need to eat or drink. And we'll finish with this last page here. The cave in the Malchus, Urak, Bekara, Makaba, the plate. Malchus is just like a plate. Lachain, Kvar, Nishlamu, Ka, Tikkun. We did all the Tikkun of the Esser Sviros. Surmiah, coming into Yom Kippur. Kvar, Ninasu, Kokochas, removed all the din of all the Etzer Spheres, the Ata, now all we need to do is just seal the deal. To seal that which was done, the Zehu Avodas Yom HaKippur, simply to seal the deal. After Yom Kippur, Kfar Nechtechu Kol Dinim, everything was cut off. V'nivna Komasa Eser Sfiros Shibat Tzadzmo. We've now built a new being. Hamor Shekfar Nitaru Bnei Yisrael. We're pure. Me'avan Oseim Al Shalasa Tshuva Meira. V'azidonos Nasa Kishkagos. V'me'ata Maschil Nasa Tshuva Me'ava. Now we can start the approach, the journey to Tshuva Me'ava after Tishrei is over. V'yaminu Techak Beinu, which is really Sukkot, actually to have Hashem hug us, envelop us in His Sukkah. Okay, deep stuff, guys. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem. We will continue this next Friday. Yeah.